All right, it is 7:00, and we will call this meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any additions or corrections to tonight's agenda?
I have none.
I'll motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Should we, do you want to do the...
Oh, yes. We're gonna have Jason Sumrak come up and talk about the 2027 street and utility improvements before we move on to the rest of the meeting.
All right, well, thank you for bringing me up front. Didn't need to, but I appreciate it, so I'll kick Clinton each time we want to go to the next slide, so just bear with me on that. All right, good evening, everybody. Jason Sumrak with Bolton and Mink, here to present the preliminary engineering report for our upcoming 2027 street and utility improvements here in the great city of Janesville. I did update you guys on where, that this was coming about a month ago, and since that time, we've actually did a lot more homework of the project itself, and are here to present the, one of the first documents for this 2027 project. This project was, that we're talking about here, is outlined in the capital improvement plan. We've been talking about this for many, many years, and we are getting towards the end of our capital improvement plan, and we did make this minor revision and flip-flopped two of the projects, and we've talked about that. Essentially, the Second Street project was ahead of this, but due to the water main breaks we've had up on North Street, working with staff, it certainly made a lot of sense to flip those. So the project that we're talking about here is West Street from, West North Street. Yeah, see, that's where it gets us. I don't know. North Street from West Street to Craig, and then that small section of Skookum that is from Mill Street down to South Street itself. Yeah, so I'll just kind of go through some of the existing conditions that we found here. So the streets themselves on North Street is about 24 feet wide, does not have a curb and gutter, and has some significant challenges as far as the crown and how we convey stormwater out there. The understanding that we have is that it was built in 1972, and that's again going to be the vintage of the utilities that are underneath it. Last maintenance on it was 2001, to our knowledge, and there was an overlay done on that. The section of Skookum Street on the south of town is about 18 feet wide with no curb and gutter. Sidewalks, there's none on North Street. Some of the boulevards have moderate slopes sloping away from the roadway, so there's going to be some challenges with sidewalking here, and we'll get into those details when we get into the design, but I can explain that a little bit more on the next slide. The existing sidewalk on West Skookum consists of one in front of one property itself. Sanitary sewer, we did some televising of those in 2015. Many of those pipe segments showed sags and infiltration points. While it is a PVC pipe built in 1972, I believe that's got to be some of the first PVC pipe that was ever done, not the same type of quality of PVC pipe that we're seeing today. So when I saw there was PVC, I'm like, well, that's usually not something that we're in the market for replacing. However, after I did review the televising, it certainly is past its useful life with sags and infiltration and such. So Skookum itself has that 8-inch VCP, petrified clay pipe, an old clay pipe that we're used to seeing. So again, showing that older vintage that's showing some sags in there as well. Water main itself on North Street is 4-inch cast iron pipe. There's been 7 water main breaks since 2009, 3 of those within the last year plus. So that that's where, you know, it really comes to fruition that we need to get after this project. Water main itself is falling apart, and water main breaks, I think, are 10 to 12,000 probably on a per each basis. Anytime we got to fix those, so, and that's just a Band-Aid. So, again, reach its useful life, and we're also look at the hydrant spacing on it. We'll redo that with the project itself, but right now there's not adequate spacing there. Skookum Street is a 6-inch ductile iron. Indicates, records indicators put in 1982. So we've seen some of the challenges of that kind of ductile iron pipe on another segment within town where we've seen some water main breaks. So again, that's reached its useful life, and we're going to be upsizing that to the city standard 8-inch PVC. Storm sewer along North Street is a little bit of a mess. It's broken into two different areas. I'll get into that a little bit when we get to the proposed conditions on what we're intending on doing there. So if you want to click through, I think, what do we have next?
So still existing sections?
Yeah, the sections themselves. So the proposed section is very similar to every other street that we've been reconstructing in town. We have a city standard of about 34 feet face-to-face, and that's face of curb to face of curb, with a 5-foot walk on one side of the street. Construction of the sidewalk, we're anticipating on the south side, that's adjacent to the city park there, but once we get into the design, we'll really look at utilities, trees, cross slopes and things like that, but by and large, I believe the south side is going to make the most sense on North Street because it's adjacent to the park there, less driveways, things like that. So we'll bring that forward as we get into the design itself. We'll be holding open houses where we can talk about the impacts of trees, the removal and of trees and construction of any potential retaining walls to install that sidewalk. The pavement section itself is going to be about the same as what we've done in the past. A geogrid followed by some 1.5-inch rock, followed by some class 5 aggregate, and then the bituminous on top of that. We found over the past 20 years that that's been a very good section for building roads in the great city of Janesville, understanding our clay soils and such. We built some pretty good roads with that, seeing good longevity of those, able to maintain that. One other thing that I did want to point out in this section is that towards the edge of each side, we do have an under drain underneath the roadway itself. So
yeah, I was going to ask that question, but
yep.
Thank you.
Yep, so that's on the typical section. And while it has some storm water conveyance, it allows people to connect their sump pumps to it. It's mainly to drain the pavement, drain the subsurface. So if we got the clay material on our subgrade here, as water bubbles up, frosts, you know, and letting the water out, we allow this drainage layer on the bottom to go out away from our crown and collect in that drain tile, and that goes out to the storm sewer and gets that out there. So twofold, we drain the pavement, it increases the life of the pavement, and then it also provides a sump pump connection. We'll have a connection point to each of the properties that are out there. So if they have a sump pump and that's currently, you know, a hose laying across the yard that, you know, just may regurgitate through the soils itself, will allow a connection point to each property. We'll work with those homeowners that they could connect those. That's not meant for, say, roof drains or things like that. This is meant for groundwater. So it's been a great addition to the city to maintain our roads and to provide those, because I think we all have those sump pumps in them. So. Sanitary sewer itself. So here, I'll just kind of walk through that. If you want to go to your exhibit that shows, I'm going to just come up there if you don't mind. That shows North Street here. So we'll just kind of walk through. We've got the sidewalk showing on that south side. That's in pink. Our concrete driveways and driveway approaches are in the blue. So within each driveway, we'll have at least a 5-foot apron. And then we will replace back what the existing conditions are. So some of these, if they're bituminous, they'll be bituminous past the 5-foot apron. If it's gravel, it'll be gravel past the 5-foot apron. If it's concrete, their driveway, we'll put concrete past that 5-foot apron. So on the south side, it's a little bit different. We'll have concrete up to the sidewalk itself, making sure that that's continuous along this south side there. So
Again, high back curb and gutter, that B618, which we typically see. Sanitary sewer within this, the entire stretch runs from east to west, all the way down, and connects down at West Street. So we'll be putting in a new 8-inch PVC, new water, sanitary sewer services out to the right-of-way and connect to those existing ones. We're going to do a little bit more research through the design, exactly identifying where those locations are and do some televising of the individual services themselves. Provides a lot of good information going into this on what the contractor can expect, and then we also know if there's any what's called snake services, where a property may be going across another property before it comes down there, going through somebody's backyard. This seems a bit more straightforward than some of the other projects we've had in town, where maybe it goes from Fort to Grove and seeing some of those connections that are kind of weird. This should be fairly straightforward, but that's typical to make sure that we have enough evidence of what's going on out there. Water main itself will be another 8-inch PVC. We'll have hydrant spacing to meet the current standards. I think we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4 hydrants along this stretch. I think right now there's maybe 2 or 3. So we'll add fire protection out there. We'll have valves to be able to maintain the system, and then new 1-inch water services to each one of the properties. Curb stop at the main, curb stop at the property lines themselves. Storm sewer is kind of broken up into 2 segments. There's kind of a break line midway. The eastern portion kind of drains over land. We're going to have some unique situations. We're not going to be able to get everything to the road. We may have to have some catch basins on the back side of the curb and gutter on this south side, because it is so much lower than the road itself. We'll get into that when we get into the design. But essentially, this outlets between these properties up to the golf course subdivision, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have to look at what this is. There's got to be some perpetual easement there, but we'll get into the details of the storm sewer outlet, and that's the east side. West side is going to go from east to west, coming down to West Street. We'll have new catch basins collecting it halfway, so we're not having a plume of water coming all the way down the road, down and inundating this intersection. So breaking it up, having some catch basin spacing along there, and that'll ultimately outlet to West Street itself. And then, yeah, I think that's the improvements themselves on that. When we're talking about Skookum, a little bit more straightforward there, just the water and the sanitary sewer. We're showing a 34-foot wide road, sidewalk on one side, connecting here on South Street, and then the storm sewer all goes down towards South Street that was done with that South Street project, where we upsized the storm sewer in that region, doing the south side drainage improvements from like there in the 90s when Clinton and I were starting here.
2002.
We started in the 90s, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, okay, let's keep moving to the next one. Where are we at? Oh, yeah, the fun stuff, the costs.
Within our report, I do talk about permits. We'll make sure that we get the permits, Department of Health. I'll work in Waseca County on that, and then a stormwater permit. Appendix B in there shows a complete breakdown of the costs themselves, but that North Street portion is about 1.7. Skookum Street is about 381,000, and that includes the 5% contingency, soft costs, and all of those things in there. So those are the total estimated project costs. Again, these are engineers' estimates. It is not, we haven't bid this project. These are estimates that myself and my fellow engineer, Eric Hauser, that's helping me with this project, have looked at historic bids over this last year plus, and then kind of identified, based on the size of this project, the unit price estimates for these, for both North Street and Skookum Street itself. So we're feeling pretty good as about this estimate under today's numbers themselves. So if we bounce forward, the preliminary assessment roll. So I believe you guys reviewed the assessment policy at the last meeting. Is that, that's
yep.
correct, right, Clinton?
Yep. Yep.
And adopted that new policy. The one, kind of the one new item to it was, what are we doing with the storm sewer itself? Elected to put 30% on a per each basis for the storm sewer. So assessing 30% of the street to benefiting property owners based on an adjusted front footage basis. So we're looking at the corner lots. We did the project on Craig Street before. What did they receive an assessment on? Making sure that we are following the corner lot policy. 30% of the sanitary storm and water main based on per parcel basis. It has nothing to do with front footage. Has to do on a per parcel basis. And then the remaining portion itself would be paid by the general fund along with the corresponding enterprise funds for the other utilities themselves. So with that, we prepared the assessment rolls. We went through and identified each property, did our best estimations from the information we have right now on who's getting a sewer service, who's getting a water service with this project, and putting those in there to based on the individual parcels that North Street is. So we have assessments ranging from about $6,000, $15,000 upwards to $20,000 or so. And we were looking at those total assessment numbers themselves, and they have increased since we last did a project here in Janesville. Inflation over the past 5 years and construction prices has been significant. And so we haven't done a project here in about 4 or 5 years. And so we're seeing a significant uptick in unit prices for work to be done. So what I really attribute it to is I felt like in the early 2000s, we come out of the recession, prices held really steady. And put together a cost estimate. 5 years later, the cost estimate's the same because there wasn't a huge jump in prices. Then we got to the recent inflationary jumps, and we've seen the construction prices feel like they really caught up to where they probably should have stepped up over time. So we made a significant jump over this last 3-4 years in construction prices themselves. So that's what the market is today. And so what we've done is followed your assessment policy, apply that to the unit prices and the numbers that we're expecting. Again, we're going to go through the bidding process and then redo the fees or the assessment roll itself. Those will be the numbers that we'll be assessing, folks. It's based on actual construction numbers themselves. So what this is an estimate based on the information we have here today. All right, what do we have? Go ahead.
We have a park on North Street.
Yep.
I don't believe there's any parking there currently.
Any parking?
Parking?
Yeah. Yep.
Side spaces. I mean, now with no curb, you can just park in the grass.
Right. But. So there'll be parking on the street now that we have the 34-foot wide road.
Okay. Are you talking about thinking about putting some lanes in there?
That's a question for us to decide if we want to go forward with that. Also, we should put a tap in so that we don't have to dig the street up. Should we want to put a restroom in there with sewer and water?
About that. Yeah, he doesn't have those shown here, Clinton, but we will have those. We talked about those.
Yeah,
it's not illustrated here, but I'll make sure. We're going to put a sewer and water stub to it so we don't have to dig up the road. So I know the bathroom isn't currently being used, but again, in the future, if you're looking at any improvements on that part, the sewer and water would be extended to it. So I understand it's been, you know, just being able to pull off to the side and have that. Now we're going to have a defined road. There's going to be ample parking on said road itself. So, I mean, there's certainly enough for one side. There is enough for two-way traffic, parking on both sides. We are not going to restrict it. You know, this is a very residential road, right? So if we did have people parked on both sides, you know, that's not going to be lined the entire distance. So vehicles can weave in and out. I think that's very similar to all the other roads in town. So there will be enough parking, you know, on both sides of that road. I'm not sure what you're seeing out there. Are you seeing more than 10 cars at any one given time?
For a long time, that was the thoroughfare for farmers coming from east to west. Is down North Street.
Still is.
Yeah.
Because you can't get under the trestle, and going down the old new County Road 14 is not advisable. So North Street is the access for farm vehicles going from west to east. There is no place to cross until you get to Elysian, or you gotta go down all the way to two.
So they go on North Street, south of Northwood, come up,
No.
Going across, and then do that jog?
They come in on West Street, and then they come down west north, and then go across.
Okay.
And up, what is that, 19?
Yeah.
Goes off to west. So that is a bypass for several. I'm not sure a lot, but there's probably a dozen.
I know there's more of them going down Old 14, though, just because it's wider. And once you get through town, Old 14 is decent.
Yeah, yep.
Because then people can pass, and now we have a blacktop shoulder, so that should improve that.
Yeah.
Also, they were going through, what is it, Prairie Lane or whatever it is, Prairie Circle.
Oh, didn't know that. So this way wide enough, do you think? Or do you not permit parking?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's wide enough. Right now, we have a 24-foot wide road that's been functioning out there. Granted, they could pull off to the side, but, you know, we're adding another 10 feet, you know, of dedicated pavement itself, so, yeah. All right, so the last, one of the last slides we have here is the schedule itself. Yep, so here we are. I presented the feasibility report. That's in here. That's on 8/10 tonight, where I have a resolution in front of you to accept that report and call for the improvement hearing itself. We're going to be advertising that, and then we're going to hold the improvement hearing here at City Hall at that council meeting on the 14th. You still have that meeting on
yep.
that night?
Yep.
It doesn't have to move? Okay. So we'll plan on that. I will present a very similar presentation. This will be open to the public, open to the residents. We'll be sending out notices to them. I'll have essentially the similar information explaining this to the public and the property owners that are out there. So at that time, I will listen to any comments that they may have. At that time, it'll be up to you guys if you want to move forward with the authorizing of the plans and specifications after that hearing. So if we're talking about the September 14th, we continue to move forward. We'll start the design. We'll do the surveying of it right away. Get a good 60% design done. And then we're going to hold an open house here at City Hall, November, early December, staying away from Thanksgiving or Christmas. That'll be allow a more informal opportunity for property owners to come in. We'll have boards of the improvements. They can talk to designers, they could talk to Clinton, they could talk to myself. Ask those individual questions. It isn't such a formal hearing process. So we found that to be very beneficial, allowing property owners to learn more about the project. I mean, I put themselves in their position. If I don't know what's going on, you know, all of a sudden it causes a lot of anxiety. So while we've been through this and we know what's going on, explaining that to them and, you know, answering those general questions goes a long ways.
We're going to also hold another open house just prior to construction here. So we're going to be doing it in December. Then we're going to open the bids in March. We're going to hold that assessment hearing in April. Those will be those final assessment numbers. And then we'll have this construction open house and just prior to construction. So, you know, if we talked about it in November, all of a sudden it's May. What the heck do we talk about? I forget what they said. Allows them another opportunity to refresh their questions as we're getting closer to backhoe showing up in town and the road getting dug up. So finding that those two opportunities to answer questions goes a long ways to keeping the phone calls at a dull roar through construction and just educating people on what's going on. So substantial completion, we're looking at probably, I'm going to have it probably the first part of October, and then the final completion is the following year where we put on that last layer of bituminous pavement itself. So we allow that one season of freeze thaw, we're digging utilities, things like that, so if there's any settlement that happens over that first year, then we put that final surface on to have our nice crowned road. So I think that should do my slides. Do I got anything else? Questions, comments, concerns, or compliments? Yep.
Compliment.
No, that's not on there. Okay,
oh.
I'll add that next time.
Invisible link.
All right. Anything else? Anybody have any thoughts, questions? We're following the same process we've been doing on many projects, and Clinton and I have done a lot of projects in town, and, you know, not saying we're perfect at any of this, but I think we've learned from years past, and, you know, this one, we're going to just take all, everything we've learned in the past and try and deliver another good project here, so. Otherwise, thanks for your time, and I'll look forward to entertaining that resolution, and we'll get that advertisements going, so.
Yep, so number, resolution number 25 is attached. It accepts Jason's report that he just gave, and it also calls for the improvement hearing on September 14th.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 25.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Moving back up, consent agenda.
All right, attached are the minutes from our last meeting, and I do have to point out, I noticed that we have to put Sarah Joel's name on the minutes, so we did that already. So with tonight's minutes, just include Sarah Joel as attending at our last meeting. Other than that, we basically have the routine regular bills totaling about $89,000 this time. Any questions?
What is the 690 for Pearson Acres?
Oh, we had to look at some sewer things. Bolton Inc. helped us with it. Sam?
Just a normal cost for us on the development?
Yep.
Accounts payable. It comes up pre-tax daycare withholding. Mm-hmm. What does, there's nobody on the city staff doing daycare that I didn't think, or how does that affect us?
Yeah, if you have daycare, you can take it out of your check, pre-tax, and then that's basically a withdrawal that we put into for. Yeah, we have quite a few, actually, that.
Okay.
Anything else?
Rental inspections. Let's see. I guess it's even, never mind. I was looking at it as being down, and it's not, so. Or is it? Year-to-date amount is 975. So, yeah, we're down. Well, from our budgeted amount.
Yeah, and that's kind of a cycle thing where we will have several rental inspections all at once. That's the building official. The building official doing the inspection, the cost of that.
I think that was all I had for budget.
I motion to approve the consent agenda.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oral. Public forum. Do we have anybody here that would like to speak through public forum? Public forum? Last chance? Moving on. Notices and communications.
I have none.
Council reports.
I have to report that I took an extra long nap and was late for the EDA meeting, so we didn't have a quorum, so they didn't have a meeting. However, we did listen to a gentleman present on
daycare.
He was reporting, he worked with Mapleton. And Mapleton has built a house, and they rent it to a daycare operator to establish a daycare center for 10 to 12 kids in their community. And it's possible something like that could work for our community. It'd be a step in the right direction to get a daycare or a new daycare in town if the city would build a house. And we're not talking a large house, we're talking 800 to 900 square feet is what he had, is what Mapleton has. So we're continue to investigate that.
Kyle, do you have anything?
Planning Commission met, but what we talked about we'll be dealing with later in the meeting.
Sure.
By the way, congratulations for quite a performance on the music in the park.
Yes, the park board excelled at the music in the park and Janesville Night Out. We couldn't throw hot dogs at the people fast enough.
Yeah, they went pretty good.
For anybody that wanted to know, we handed out, 240 hot dogs?
Sounds right.
Bottled water, chips.
So in 40 minutes.
It went quick. But I think based on my conversations with Paul, we're going to try and outdo ourselves next year.
So. Well, if you get the weather we had the other night, I think it can be done.
It depends on a few conversations left to have this year.
The attendance was close to between 550 and 600 people, which is phenomenal.
We had quite a turnout from out of town. So we're pulling from the surrounding area and even as far as Mankato.
We're going to have to add some extra streets so they have a place to park.
Yes. Bus them in. The city is going to have to invest in a parking ramp or something.
Yeah.
Boy, okay.
After January.
We can put six spaces down on North Park.
I had a utility board meeting last week. Just a lot of the, I think we paid some bills for the substation project. We had a little setback with our lead service line money from the state. So that's going to get pushed back, I believe. Just a lot of...
That's the water, the lead water pipe.
Yep, the service lines. They were talking about how they're buying off the grid or through their broker, I should say. There's a lot of things that I'm kind of getting up to speed on that are interesting, but pretty routine in nature for the most part. And then... the personnel committee will be talking about that here shortly. That's about all I've got. Administrative report.
Can we have Kelly go first so she doesn't have to sit here all night?
We can.
She's like, yay.
Department head, we have Kelly here with the library.
All right, yes, Kelly Finke here with the library, just to kind of give an update of how the summer went. We had a great summer. So like a typical month, we have like a little patron counter, you know, when you go in and out. A typical month can be a good 300-400. Between June and July, we had 1,800.
Ooh,
so very good June and July. We had 109 kids sign up, so that's ages 3 to 18. And last year was 92, so we're up. As well as we had 82 finishers, and we're up from last year where we had 72 finishers, so that's great. We had a lot of duplicate finishers because the prizes were super exciting this year. We had a dinosaur lamp for ages 3 to 9, ages 10 to 12 we had a beginner 3D printer, and ages 13 to 18 we had a Kindle Paperwhite. I will report back that the 3D printer has been used 22 times now. The mom was in today, so the individual that won is absolutely loving it. The Kindle Paperwhite, I just helped the patron today connect it to their Libby app, so we're already using the Kindle as well, so it's been great. I had about 25 events, not including passive events, so like the scavenger hunts that I do. And with the 25 events, we had almost 530 attendees. So that averages, you know, about 21 attendees per event. So overall, just a really great summer. Our library carnival was very successful, even though it was horribly hot.
Yep.
I felt horrible, but you can't replan something like that. So we still had over 120 individuals come. So overall, I've had a lot of compliments from the kids, and the parents are appreciative as well. So
very good.
That was our summer. Anything else that you'd like to ask me?
What can you print with your 3D printer?
I think he's printing a lot of toys, but like you can do a wide variety of stuff with it.
So if I needed a bearing holder for my lawnmower, I could come in and do that?
Just take out your checkbook.
I'm just asking the question.
In a general sense, Ivan, yes, you can get the filament and the printer to make all your little bits and bobs.
Yep. If you want, to program it, we'll print that.
Is there anything you need from us?
So a while back, Caitlin had emailed me what of a list, and I sent it to her. She was looking into grants. I haven't heard anything since. So what is the status on that?
I think she's going to plan on presenting at the next council meeting. She's still gathering up some things with the grants and the application stuff. So that should be coming here shortly.
Okay. That sounds great. I mean, that was all stuff. Otherwise.
Anything dire or pressing?
No. I mean, just the overall stuff that you all know about. So.
Very good.
Is there one thing you can pinpoint that's brought your numbers up so high? Attendance?
I had more events this summer. I tried to do about one a day that were open.
A great librarian.
Very good.
I'm sure, you know, I was out on medical leave for a couple of months, and I'm sure everyone was kind of glad that I was back, so. But. I try.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Community appreciates it. Oh, let's see here. Now it's your turn.
Okay. Administrator report. You have in the packet tonight the July reconciliation for the bank. Thanks, Kelly.
Yes, thank you.
There we go. The cash balance from last Friday. The certificate that the golf course did receive for the best of, it's at the clubhouse right now. That came here, I think, 8 or 9 days ago. I can't read that thing because it's glaring so bad. Oh, Ivan, last meeting you asked that we send a personal thank you to Representative Keith Allen, so we did that and put a copy of that in your... And Caitlin put together a six-month building permit report that she showed the Planning Commission last week. So I included that in the report tonight. CARES Act, when the federal government gave us money for, you know, COVID relief, we obviously had a report on what we were spending that money on. I did get a notification last week that we have officially gone through that program and we were... approved or whatever, so it's done. And I'm not going to get into this, but I just put some info on there on Janesville Night Out, but Kylie did a good job with that, so that's all I have.
There's no incriminating evidence in the back of our packages about us being in quorum.
Motion to approve administrator report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're planning a Twins game on Sunday. That's what that is.
We already did that. Variance for JD3 properties.
Yes, JD3 properties, Janesville Hardware. I'm just going to pull up the diagram here. They own a small lot just behind their building on the other side of the alley. So here's the hardware store right here. They're looking to put a storage shed there so they can store some store items. The front yard setback, they're requesting a variance on so they can actually build a building there. I mean, the lot's so small, if you followed all the setbacks, you wouldn't get a very big building in there. So the Planning Commission held their public hearing last Wednesday. There was no one in attendance, and also staff did not receive any phone calls or visits, you know, from people prior to the hearing. So the Planning Commission does recommend approval. The variance will be approved by adopting the resolution, and then either Caitlin and I will record it at the county so that it's permanently on that property. Anything, Jennifer, did I miss anything?
No, but I do have one question regarding a comment that Caitlin made at the Planning Commission that I didn't catch until after the meeting was over. She had made a comment that there are zero setbacks to the side and rear. Is that accurate for that zoning location?
I think it is for side, but let me look.
I was thinking it was 4 foot for side, but I could be definitely wrong.
B2, right?
General business.
Yeah. I'm going to sit down and relax.
It says it'd be one on the application.
Oh, yeah.
It's whatever the general business is.
Yeah.
Well, whatever speed's Clinton along.
Okay. Side yard, 7 feet. Come in tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, my concern then is if we're only getting a variance request for the front yard setback, our plan doesn't follow any of either the side yard or the rear setback in either. So I don't know if that's...
Okay. I know the Central Business District, they have zero.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want us to look at that, and then we can maybe do this at the next meeting, if we have to change some wording on the resolution? Does that make sense?
So what was presented to the commission?
Front yard.
Okay.
Regardless of what the request was, we've had the sketch up for what our intended setback would be proposed with the request we sent in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think in my notes I had just said setbacks in general. I never specifically limited to the front yard about that. But
yeah, that's
we knew
display.
It was going to be within the setback, not all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess my personal take is if the Planning Commission is okay with what was given.
We didn't have any problem. We talked at length about it, and it all seemed okay, you know, reasonable. And what is it, 208 Market? Would have been the only concern that any of us had, and
yeah.
They never showed up or
so
called. So
why don't we do this, Jennifer? Let's use this diagram.
User diagram.
Yep. Yeah, we'll use the highlighted green.
I agree with that.
And then we can make sure the
wording
on the
resolution is correct.
Your diagram
would be the standard that we're setting for any setback.
I'm fine with that.
I would make that motion that we use that as a standard for any setback.
That?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the Planning Commission approved,
okay.
So...
That's my motion, to approve with that diagram.
Were you thinking of making your shed bigger?
No. No.
Okay.
The only thing we had maybe thought about was sliding it further south, not changing the side of the building, but sliding it just a hair further south to maybe allow for a little bit of parking, but it, we park in the building too, if that's a problem. Otherwise, we can stick to what I had proposed on there.
On there? I would guess you want to get construction going as soon as possible.
Yeah.
That would be the, that would my thinking behind your not wanting to delay. That would be 2 more weeks.
Is the next lot to the north yours?
No, it's the city.
And the city guys park there.
Oh, geez. Those city guys.
Yeah, see.
I've only ever really seen 1 or 2 vehicles there. It's never full. Oh, okay.
Clinton, do you know, I forgot to ask the Planning Commission, between the parking lot, which apparently is the banks, and that lot, are there dividers there, or the concrete stoppers?
There is a
Or is it just go from...
A rail fence, isn't there, between the parking lot and your building?
Are there the concrete stoppers, or does it just go from, like, pavement to grass?
There's nothing. It's just grass and gravel in between there, asphalt, and then our parking gravel. There's no...
I mean, I guess if this works, I suppose now would be the time, if you did want to shift it one way or the other, to tell us so we can ponder on that.
Well, I think your diagram should work, right?
Yeah, that diagram works.
The way it's drawn is just fine. I'm not,
okay.
It's not a hand by any means.
Okay.
Just wanted to be fair and give that opening if she wants it to be 6 feet on one side and 4 feet on the other.
No,
don't
work it.
Okay. I believe a motion was made by Jim. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Later, it'd be a big problem.
Right.
Review portion of the 2027 budget.
Yeah. So what we're looking at tonight is the community development, so that would be the EDA and also planning and zoning, basically Caitlin, right? I did put some more money in this year's budget for her training, because the previous year CETA would have paid for the training of the employee, you know, but now Caitlin's ours, so I did put some money in for training. And the only other thing I wanted to bring up is that, if you recall, Scott Moles, the development in Northwood, we had some incentive money in this budget once he got a certificate of occupancy for one of the buildings he built and sold. He would get money from us as an incentive to keep him going. He's looking at possibly doing a similar setup just next door. So he was wondering if the city council would be willing to include that again next year. So if you're okay with that, I did put more money into that miscellaneous line item towards the bottom here. Basically, I doubled it. So.
And would that be out there for anybody that wanted to develop?
It was in his developer's agreement, so it was for him.
Okay.
Are you saying he wants to put another street in or another unit like he has?
Yeah, so he has the property right next to him now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's going to do like 5 or 6 more.
I was under the belief that he had the space in between also. Between there and the HOA street.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, it would go to the east, right?
Yeah.
So it would be that.
Well,
plot right next to him.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of space in there for multiple houses, and it'd be nice to see that come under development too.
Okay.
Whoever owns it. So, because he has room for to the west too for another.
Does it be multiple dwellings?
Yeah, like he has now.
Yeah. Is there? Yes.
Okay.
Next to Barb's.
we have any further discussion on that?
I'm looking at the bottom line, community development, and you're saying a 31% decrease, but the numbers look like they're going up.
It's an increase. I just saw that. Yeah.
Well, for the lack of opportunity for development that we have, I feel that we should encourage it as much as possible, in my opinion.
I agree with you, Andy. If you you don't encourage them, they will look at others as might. And yep. Anything we can encourage to have development in the community is better for the whole community. I agree. And if he's going to have multiple drawings of $18,000 that you're putting in extra, disappears pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. A standard house, if you have a $300,000 house, it's probably going to have, what, $2,000 of city taxes? About $2,500 maybe?
Maybe.
So, you know, you put five or six houses in there, you recover that money really quickly. If you don't build them, then you don't get that expansion of base, and you don't get that income, and you don't get those people in town. So I think it's money well spent. Just a perspective.
I guess I kind of view it as this is something he was pledged a long time ago when he started, and we should follow through with it.
I agree. So, yeah, I think that's a really good addition to it.
Good. Any more discussion on that? Public safety.
Just want to give you a verbal. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We had a total of six applications come in for police chief. I would like to interview five. The committee that was interested in helping with the interviews are still interested. So if it's okay with the council, I'm going to get in touch with all five of those, and I would really like to do some interviews like that third or fourth week of August. I mean, it's a couple weeks away, but if we can try to get them all on one day or one afternoon, that'd be awesome.
Personnel is good with this?
Mm-hmm.
Personnel is good with that time frame?
Well, we didn't have a personnel committee meeting just because this kind of came up Friday, Thursday, Friday. So if you're okay with that, Andy and Ivan are on the committee, and then Jeremy Erler, Sheriff Dulas, and then an individual from the Council of Governments in Mankato.
Quite an astute group.
Won't tell I got group.
Well, most of them.
I know, I didn't say when I entered the room, it goes.
I said most.
I'm definitely in favor of that. Ivan?
Yeah. You can get a date picked out, let me know.
Yep.
Let's get her moving. Is there anything else?
No.
Clinton, I'm not here on Thursday. I brought the signs in for Farmer's Market.
Okay.
Somebody will have to put them up.
Okay, yep.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm gone.
No, he can go out there with his...
Yeah, well, I didn't say...
Golfers on and put them in.
He's the manager. He should be able to find somebody to do it.
Move to adjourn.
There you go.